Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Time to talk about social media with Miriam Saltpeter. She's our social media expert. If you need to reach more customers to grow your revenue, or you're looking for a new job search strategy, Miriam can help you. Learn more at kepiconsulting.com and follow her on Twitter at Miriam Saltpeter. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning.
A lot of people are going to e-commerce, both to buy and to sell, especially during this pandemic. What does the latest study say about selling online?
This Influencer Marketing Factory surveyed over 1,000 U.S. consumers last month, and they found some interesting statistics. Something they are calling in-stream shopping, which means being able to buy items directly from social media without going to another link, is becoming more and more mainstream. Consumers are apparently getting more comfortable with these in-stream purchases and, more importantly, with providing their payment details directly to the social media sites that are hosting these direct links to purchase items. So a couple of interesting stats, especially for any listeners who are selling things. 76% of those surveyed bought at least one item directly from social media during the holidays in 2021, and 57% of respondents said they've made a purchase during a live stream. So that's another indicator as to why Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, and TikTok are all investing a lot in live stream commerce as a way to push their own shopping options.
Wow. Okay. What are the top categories of things that people have purchased? What are we buying online mostly?
Yeah, most things people are buying. 22% bought clothing or apparel. 15% were purchasing beauty products, and 11% bought products for their homes. Food and beverages rounded out the top four with 10%. So if you have a business that's selling any of those things, this might be something you really want to think about. Expect to see a bigger push on in-stream payments in varying forms, such as subscriptions and donations, et cetera, on various social media platforms, as each one hopes to prompt more in-app spending with the goal of encouraging that direct shopping that seems to be coming more and more popular.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, those are the things we all need and want and buy. And so what should we be thinking about to try to get people to share our online content? I mean, that's an important element too.
Right. You know, we often talk about what kind of information and content to post directly on social media itself. But if you're writing articles for a blog, or you're hoping to use information that you write on your website to try to get a bigger audience, there are some best practices to keep in mind to ensure your information is more shareable. Social Media Today recently shared insights from a report from a company called Q. This company focuses on curated content, so they should know. So a couple of tips to consider. You want to focus on branding, building an audience, and keep the latest trends in mind.
Okay, how do you start? This is the hardest thing is starting, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it sounds kind of obvious in a way, but the first thing to do is make sure what you write on your blog is useful to your followers. You want to be relevant to your niche market. Don't create content your audience doesn't care about if you want people to share it. The other thing, we talk about this a lot, is include visuals. This stat was really interesting. Articles with images, every 75 to 100 words, so break up your text with pictures. These articles with images, every 75 to 100 words, get double the social media shares as articles with less pictures. Mm. And infographics, which are still pretty popular, get three times more shares than other types of social media content. As far as the content you publish, create a mix of content that's evergreen, it's always always timely, and trending content, and make sure your content's original. Finally, make sure you're telling interesting stories. Use emotions in your writing. Don't only publish information about your products. Publish stories about how people use it and what difference it makes to their lives. And finally, make sure you add those social share buttons to your website to make it easy to share your content, because people aren't necessarily looking to do a lot of work to share your information with their friends.
Right, I got it. Hey, follow her at kepiconsulting.com or at Miriam Saltpeter on Twitter. Thanks, Miriam. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Take care now. See you.
Have a good one.